for Monday, October 11th. It's the early word for this Columbus Day. From the WNYC Newsroom, I'm Lance Lucky, in for Isaac Davey Aronson, with a look at this morning's top news stories, the day ahead, and reporting highlights from the WNYC News team. Coming up, Ozzie Pabura spent part of his Sunday listening to Republican gubernatorial candidate Carl Paladino tell Orthodox Jewish leaders how he feels about gay people. And with Halloween in the air, it's time for a peek inside a haunted house. We'll start with the morning's top headlines just ahead.
The Early Word is a production of WNYC Radio. You can support this podcast by making a donation at WNYC.org, where you can also get the latest updates on this morning's headlines on the news page.
Chinese authorities have allowed the wife of this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner to visit him in prison. A close friend says Liu Xiaobo told her he's dedicating the award to victims of the 1989 military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square. Officials say the 33 men trapped inside a Chilean mine for more than 2 months are so giddy about their impending rescue that no one wants to go first, preferring instead to be at the end of the line. As each miner prepares for his 20-minute, nearly half-mile twisting ride to the surface, they're taking aspirin to reduce the risk of blood clots. They could begin coming up Wednesday after the top part of the escape tunnel is reinforced with steel tubing. A top White House aide says the Obama administration is pressing lenders to accelerate their reviews of home foreclosures to determine which ones have flawed documentation. While conceding it's a, quote, serious problem, David Axelrod questions the need for a blanket halt to all foreclosures in the nation. The U.S. government says it won't appeal a judge's decision to ban a key prosecution witness from testifying in New York City at the first civilian trial for a Guantanamo Bay detainee. In a letter to U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan, prosecutors said they didn't want to further delay the trial of Ahmed Khalfan Gilani, which is set to begin Tuesday. The judge had blocked the government from calling a man authorities say sold explosives to Gilani. Defense lawyers say investigators only learned about the witness after Gilani was tortured at a secret overseas camp run by the CIA. Gilani is charged in the deadly bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. One of the city's slowest bus lines is speeding up. Dedicated bus-only lanes are now in service on 1st and 2nd Avenues from 125th Street to Houston. Along the M15 route, passengers can now pay their fares before boarding at machines on the street. Once on board, they should be prepared to present their receipt to inspectors if asked. The M15 will now make fewer stops as well. City students are allowed to opt out if any U.S. military recruiters visit their high schools. That's the message the New York Civil Liberties Union is giving through volunteers placed outside 24 high schools this week. Advocacy Director Udi Ofer says October is when students are told their information can be sent to the military.
And if students don't opt out by the first week of November, then their information will be sent to military recruiters. So this is a particularly important time for students to know about their rights.
Ofer says 40,000 students opted out in the 2008-2009 school year after an agreement was reached with the Department of Education, almost twice as many as 4 years earlier. From carved pumpkins on stoops to colorful wigs in storefronts, Halloween is beginning to show up on the streets of New York. But besides bedbugs, is there anything jaded New Yorkers are afraid of? Professional haunter Timothy Haskell uses a trick at his nightmare house that he says rarely fails.
If I can figure out clever ways that all of a sudden they turn around and they realize they're by themselves, I feel like that is the most successful thing that we can do in terms of scaring any cynical person.
For a behind-the-scenes look at Nightmare House and a list of other Halloween attractions, go to culture.wnyc.org. Taking a look at the calendar this Columbus Day, it is a federal holiday, but stock markets are open. Mayor Bloomberg and many politicians in campaign mode will be marching in today's 66th annual Columbus Day parade. CNBC's Maria Bartiromo serves as Grand Marshal. And the Metropolitan Museum holds its Met Holiday Monday, featuring family activities and the fall exhibition, The World of Kublai Khan, Chinese Art in the Yuan Dynasty. President Obama travels to Miami for a political event, and Vice President Biden will be in Pennsylvania to attend campaign events for three Democratic House members, as well as gubernatorial candidate Dan Onorato. Finally, musician Dee Snider, frontman of the heavy metal band Twisted Sister, makes his Broadway debut in the musical Rock of Ages. Just a few things happening this holiday Monday. Republican gubernatorial candidate Carl Paladino says he takes a live-and-let-live approach to gay people, but adds there is, quote, nothing to be proud of in being a dysfunctional homosexual. WNYC's Ozzie Pabura has more.
Paladino spent much of Sunday talking to ultra-Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn, emphasizing his socially conservative positions. In Williamsburg, Paladino said that's what distinguishes himself from his Democratic rival, Andrew Cuomo.
I didn't march in a gay parade this year, the gay pride parade this year. My opponent did. And that's not the example that we should be showing our children.
Paladino went on to say children need to be taught a lesson about homosexuality.
I just think my children and your children will be much better off and much more successful getting married and raising a family. And I don't want them to be brainwashed into thinking that homosexuality is an equally valid or successful option.
He said he would veto any legislation favoring same-sex marriages or civil unions. Cuomo's campaign quickly responded, saying the Buffalo businessman, quote, displays a stunning homophobia and a glaring disregard for basic equality. Paladino also told the largely Hasidic Jewish audience that he supports a program to provide tax breaks to people whose children attend private or religious schools. Paladino says he believes such an arrangement does not violate the separation of church and state and could withstand legal challenges. For WNYC, I'm Ozzie Pabura.
We'll wrap it up with the Gig Alert. San Francisco-born guitarist and composer Jim Campilongo has called New York City home since 2002. Now he's a city staple with a residency at The Living Room on Manhattan's Lower East Side. He performs Monday nights there with his electric trio. This is the title track from his latest album, Orange. You can download it for free on our Culture site. Just go to culture.wnyc.org. You can learn more about all the stories you heard here, download more podcasts, and go in-depth with our Reporters on the News blog. That's all at our website, WNYC.org. You can hear us there 24 hours a day, as well as on the air, at 93.9 FM and AM 820. From the WNYC Newsroom, I'm Lance Lucky. Have a great Columbus Day.